Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Well, here we are. It is the 3rd of April, 2023. You had your Lori Daybell advent calendar out, and every day you're opening it up, finding a new chocolate zombie to eat. It is officially time for the trial to start. I did happen to see the Lori Daybell Collective Advent Calendar the other day at, I think it was Woolworths. It's like five people who know what Woolworths was. Anyway, it's here, and we are covering it for you on the ground. We have a reporter there. We have also trial audio that we're going to be delivering to you every single day as soon as we get it, really. Kind of a interesting process to get it, but we are going to do our damnedest to get it for you in a timely manner. But, you know, it's Idaho. So this chilling and unnerving atmosphere, it's there. The courthouse where Lori Vallow Daybell is about to commence jury selection beginning today. The Idaho mother stands accused, if you're just joining in this saga, of the cold-blooded murder of her two youngest children, Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, and Tylee Ryan, who's 16, as well as her husband's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell. As the first day of the trial draws near, which we don't know exactly what day that will be because we don't know how long jury selection is going to take, there's that dark cloud of guilt and suspicion just looming. Anywhere she goes, you see her standing outside that court. There is a look of defiance. There's a look of, I know something you don't know. And on the outside, you go, you are so misguided. But this is a prime example, I think, of someone on a real micro level. We talk about people who have been brainwashed, people who get into cults and follow extreme beliefs. And a lot of times it's looked at kind of in a group setting. It wasn't a big group that kind of Chad had going. It was him. It was her. There was like a friend or two that were kind of like into Chad's thinking. But, you know, this is a real specific examination, putting a single person under the microscope and seeing the power of what the brain is capable of believing, accepting, and then carrying out in the name of what they believe is a religion. Lori Vallow Daybell, her husband Chad Daybell, have pled not guilty to the litany of charges ranging from murder and conspiracy to grand theft. The alleged crimes have garnered national attention over the last several years and, of course, have been the subject of many documentaries. My favorite was when Dateline was chasing them down on the island of Kauai, going, where's your kids? And they're wearing Lays and smiling. Okay, bye-bye now. At the heart of it is, of course, Lori Daybell's mental state. That's the big question that lies here. Experts anticipate a convoluted and bizarre courtroom drama with the possibility that Lori herself may take the stand in a desperate attempt to defend her actions, which I don't think would be the best of ideas at all. Would be interesting, though, or maybe we're all underestimating Lori to begin with, because when Lori was in for her interviews with officers years ago for questioning, she knew how to turn that off. She knew how to turn that on as well. She would talk to friends about believing her children were zombies, But when it came to sitting in that interrogation room, that thing could come up. That was not brought up at all. She knew who to bring her crazy out for and who to not bring the crazy out for. That shows some calculation there. I think she may be smarter than we think. Because you immediately think someone who believes these things and thinks this way, well, they can't possibly conduct themselves in any sort of sensical way to the public. Oh, yeah. Look at Alec Murdaugh. Look at Lori Daybell. Look at Chad Daybell. It's going to be interesting. Anticipation continuing to grow. Multiple days assessing Lori's competency have taken place over the last several months, which is why it took this long for this trial to actually take place. Chad saying, I'm going to waive my right to a speedy trial and try and prepare for this a little bit better. Prosecutors argue that the Daybell's apocalyptic and doomsday-driven religious beliefs played a significant role in motivating the couple to commit the murders, with an additional sinister plot to steal Social Security funds and insurance money, which they did as well. Kids are dead. They started taking the Social Security funds. So the stakes are high for the Daybells. They face the possibility of life in prison for Lori anyway. Chad's case, still death penalty is on the table there. Couple will be tried separately after a judge removed the death penalty option for Lori last month. We were speculating last week, will Chad flip on Lori? Or could it go the other way around? It's more likely to happen, Chad flipping on Lori, because Lori's trial is taking place first. And if Chad would like to, I don't know, not die, he may be able to strike some sort of deal and expose more of the plot, more of what the thinking was, if he's capable of doing that. I think that's the next big question. Is he capable of doing that? Is she capable of understanding that? I said last week to a guest, if this happens, if Chad were to flip on Lori in court and completely blindside her, I think the trial's over. And I'm not saying because she's guilty, even though I believe she is, but because I don't think she could continue. I think that would break her to such an extent that you want to see someone who's not able to actively play a part in their own defense. You'd press that button if Chad testifies. Saying it wouldn't be a good thing, but I think you're running a risk of her very quickly, her mental competency already not being the greatest, but going off the cliff and maybe never coming back. One particularly unsettling aspect of the case is Lori's apparent belief in zombies. Remember this? According to police reports and statements from friends, Lori and Chad believe that people could become zombies if they were possessed by evil spirits, with their souls trapped in limbo. The only way to free a person from this state, the couple reportedly believed, was for their body to die. We heard tapes of Lori talking to friends about her own children being zombies. And we heard tapes of them believing that her ex-husband was a zombie, possessed by a man, a zombie named Ned Schneider. This is the shit that Chad came up with telling Lori. By the way, guess what? Your husband? He's not him anymore. He's Ned Schneider. You just think he could come with a better demon name? You could just Google that. ChatGPT now. There's a lot of ways to come up with something, but Ned Schneider. That's why Chad is the award-winning writer that he is. And by the way, I should tell you this. All week long, to celebrate the beginning of the Lori and Chad, or the Lori Daybell trial, we are doing dramatic readings of the love letter that Chad wrote to Lori every night for a bedtime story. But 6 o'clock, it'll drop here on the channel all this week in its entirety. Enjoy the love letters from Chad to Lori. Share them with the family. And jury's exposed to some gruesome stuff here in this trial, disturbing beliefs of Lori and Chad. It's undoubtedly going to be mentally exhausting, I think, for anyone in that courtroom, especially if you have to make a decision on this. I don't know how difficult that part will be. It'll be more so hard to follow along. It's like there's certain movies, and it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show. I can't follow along. There's a lot of things. I'm like, I'm good. I just don't follow along. I think that's how this trial may be. And at some point, it can be made into a Broadway musical, right? So the case is starting. We have all the coverage for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss a moment of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
And if you want to weigh in on any of the case as it begins to unfold, our phone number, 8885-KILLER, 888-554-5537. There's a lot on the way. Don't go anywhere.